Hi, I'm calling to speak with the person who handles the online listings for M2 Heating, Cooling, and Electric.
Oh, I'm sorry, that's me. I'm Dan. You came from Angie Leads?
No. My name's Tara, and I'm with a company called Local Splash, and we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. What prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your services there using the keywords in the area. What that would mean for you anytime anybody goes to Google to search for any of the services that you provide, we make sure that they see you right there front and center on that Google search results page. You mentioned Angie's. Are you using them now, or was that earlier on?
Yeah. No, I haven't started yet, but I was talking to somebody about them.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar. Yeah, we work with a lot of their clients, too. Okay, well, the reason we're calling today about the Google listing is we have that first page position become available in your geographic area for that category. So our assignment today is to call through the area, fill that open position there. If we were to program you in to appear there, they block out a space for you, and then we can't accept any additional companies in from your territory who offer any of those same services. So that way, you won't share your position or rotate. You'll always be one of the options for people at that very moment that they're ready, you know, which is the moment that they performed that search. You'll be there to catch them too. Does that make sense so far?
Yes, it does. How did you get my number, first off?
Well, you were forwarded to me by our inventory department, so when a position opens up in an area, they find you, and then they send you over to me to call through that area. So there's a team of agents calling through that area today. How long have you been in business as M2?
Actually, I haven't even really started. I mean, I've taken on a few customers, but I'm currently just putting my two-week notice to my regular day job, I guess you call it. I'm an HVAC technician for one of the largest companies in my area, and I'm not happy here, so I've decided to start my own company.
Oh, I see. Okay. Are you kind of doing stuff on the side now? You say you've done a couple of jobs here and there?
I have been for years, but now I'm my own entity. I'm just starting out. I have over 10 years experience in my field, and, you know, 10 years of customer experience, customer relations in my area. So what I'm trying to do is, there's many reasons, but I don't want to drive 2 hours anymore to my jobs. So.
Right. Makes sense. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm starting my own stuff, and my last day here is the 9th. So technically I'm the 9th. From then on out, I'll be full time by myself. Or I have a helper, and I'll be assembling another team shortly if it needs to happen.
Okay. Well, it sounds like the timing might be perfect for this listing. So the area that you want to service, is it just like your zip code, the 145?
No, not necessarily. It's Yates County, Steuben County, Schuyler County, some of Ontario, and some of Seneca.
Okay, great. And then there's no website or anything out there yet for you, right, that I'm missing?
No, I'm working on it. I have my Angie's Lead review thing, I believe, on my – a Facebook web page that I've started, and there's some work and stuff on.
Okay, let me pull that up here.
If you search M2 Heating, Cooling, and Electric on Facebook, you should see my logo. It's an M. It's really M squared, but what happened was when I went to get my licenses, my business license, and my insurance and everything, people can't type in M squared to their computer. That little 2 doesn't work. So
right.
Now it's M2.
Okay, makes sense. Okay, and then so for this position, this first page position that we have available there today, Dan, it's month to month pricing, and based on everything so far, there are of course no negative reviews anywhere online. I mean, you're brand new, so there wouldn't be any reviews at all. But with no negative reviews, you're eligible for that position. You meet the criteria that's required. So if we could get you up there in your area and do that for you at a reasonable rate, I mean, you believe that that would benefit you, right?
Kind of. But I'm at a point in my life where I want to scan my customers. I'm not going to take every single job. That's why Angie's Leads isn't such a great idea for me. I'm just trying it out for 1 month because I got a good deal. But I'm paying per lead on that, and that's not the case.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna pay each time somebody calls me and asks me a question, and I realize already, like, because I know how to scan my customers and I know what job that I'm gonna have a customer I don't want to deal with for the next 3 days or 2 weeks, and I don't want those jobs anymore. I'm getting older and I'm picky, and I know the thing is that I know my work, and I know this area, and I know my competitors, and I hate to sound, you know, arrogant or like that, but I'm just not interested in having everyone as a customer, because customers can sometimes be very hard to deal with.
Right.
Even
and
with
it sounds
good,
like,
customer skills.
Yeah. It sounds like you know people too. You know, you can.
Oh, I do.
Like, I understand that. Like, we don't want to work with somebody who's going to be a headache either, because we have a customer service department who has to deal with them on a daily basis,
yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
So,
who wants to do hard work if you don't have to?
Right. So with Angie's, you're absolutely right. You're going to pay for leads, and those leads, I mean, some of them will turn into jobs, some of them won't. They're shared leads, so they're not exclusive. So I guess my question for you is, if we could get you up there on that first page in a position to have the live calls coming directly to you rather than mm-hmm. through a third party, and then that way you wouldn't have to pay per lead, which would give you more freedom to pick and choose who
exactly.
you want to work with. I mean, that sounds good too, right?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Okay.
There's a lot of things in life that sound good that don't always turn out like you thought they were, though. So what's your price? That's
yes.
what we're getting to.
So the good news is you're new. You can qualify for the promotion that they have. It's called a new in business rate, and it's just a reduced rate that they have for our newer companies. I'm just grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me.
Okay.
I will get you that pricing right now. Give me one moment here.
So how do I know that I'm going to be at the top? Every time I go to Google this, I know I'm going to see my name pop up first.
Well, okay, so nobody can guarantee top spot. It's first page, right? So you know when you do that search, the map of the local area, it'll pop up in the middle. And then
okay.
next to that map, there's the list, and there's a handful of them that'll fit there. So if anybody guarantees you top spot, they're full of baloney. It's always first page. And the benefit of first page placement, it's just that 90% of the searches, they'll start and stop on that first page. Usually they don't have to go any further. But to answer your question, yes, you'll always see yourself there every time the search is performed, but it has to be for services that you actually provide. So we can't get you up there for painters, right? It has to be heating, cooling.
Oh, thank God.
And then I'll get the number of keywords too. And I'm just grabbing Daniel. He's my regional manager for your area. He's coming over to apply the rate for me. And then I'll also
okay.
get the number of keywords here. Hang on for me.
All right. So hello.
Yes, sir. My name's Daniel.